He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the April 10th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, hey, look at this, green on a Friday. That doesn't happen very often. I mean, I love Fridays, favorite day of the week, really. It really is, because the anticipation of the weekend is usually better than the weekend turns out. But Friday's a great day. The Dow's up 31, 17,989. Who knows, maybe before the end of the day we see 18,000 again. It would take another 11 points from here. S&P 500 up 4. That's a good way to start a Friday. That's 0.2%. 2,095, just 5 points away from 2,100. The NASDAQ is up 7, lagging the other two a little bit. That's 0.14% higher, but we'll take it. 4,982 is where the NASDAQ is right now. Crude oil backing off just a little bit, but holding on to the $50 level. Crude oil is at $50.70 right now. Gold down 0.7%, 1,194. But I'm sure somewhere Peter Schiff is calling for a huge bull market in gold to begin today. A lot of guys like that. Gold bugs, we call them. Euro, 106.18. Man, it's getting to where I'm going to book a European vacation. Not England. The pound is strong. You got to go somewhere where they use the euro. A lot of choices there. Take a trip down the Danube River or something like that. 106.17. You're going to save some money there. 10-year bond, 1.92. Still historic lows. I mean, off the chart lows. Wow. Anyway. So, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, home of the mighty San Diego Padres, who have been in some epic battles so far, but we've come out on the losing end more often than not. We're used to that here in San Diego. At least we have a good lineup. I paid 50 cents more this year than last year for a hot dog at opening day. Well, somebody's got to pay for Matt Kemp's salary. It's the little guy, as usual. I didn't get mustard on my shirt, which is a first. Usually the first bite, mustard all down the old business shirt there. But we salvaged the shirt from mustard. We did pay an extra 50 cents this year for a hot dog. You know what I would say? If somebody asked me, sum up the food at the ballpark these days, I would sum it up in one word. It's beer everywhere. You know, I'm not a drinker, but the lines are long, and, you know, it's not the usual stuff. It's these names I can't even pronounce. It's craft beer. San Diego somehow is a home to the craft beer industry. And these guys are lining up around the block to pay $12 for 12 ounces. That's a dollar an ounce. How much is oil? Oil is about the same price. Gold is $1,100 an ounce. Beer's about a dollar an ounce at the old ballpark these days. Well, somebody's got to pay Justin Upton's salary. And the music is so loud now, and the speakers are so loud, I feel like I'm at a Led Zeppelin concert. What is going on? Do we really have to have it that loud at a baseball game? This isn't football. Come on. Baseball used to have a little dignity. I'm going to complain to my usher tonight. See if I get anywhere with that. Anyways, we've had one company report so far from the S&P 500. One down, 499 to go. Alcoa is kind of the pace car, like the Indianapolis 500. It leads the guys around the track, and then it reports earnings, and then the other guys go the 500 miles, and Alcoa pulls over to the pits to try to get some kind of transfusion for this poor company, which hasn't done much over the years. I see General Electric all over the news. That's one of my favorite subjects, is General Electric. I see the CEO extolling the virtues of his company and what a great job he's done as a CEO. And he's just so happy of how General Electric is positioned today. Well, aren't they the ones that loaded up on the financial business lending money at GE Capital right before the lending markets collapsed? Aren't they the ones that invested heavily in the oil and gas industry right before it collapsed? I don't know. You know, I think in the second quarter of the show, we're going to put GE under the microscope. And from a shareholder's point of view, I want to know if the company is really good as Mr. Immelt saying it is, because he's really talking up what he's accomplished while he's been there. Well, I'm sure he's made a lot of money while he's been there. I don't know about the shareholders, though. We'll find out. Just like the hot dogs at the baseball game. I paid extra for a hot dog so I could see a better lineup. And I sat there for 12 innings and I saw no runs produced by my team. In an epic struggle with the San Francisco Giants, who finally came out on top. So the 50 cents I paid didn't buy me any more runs than last year. We're still getting shut out. We had the worst offense in all of baseball last year, and so far, I'm beginning to wonder after four games. Well, the hot dogs are better, what can I say? We have a big stream of earnings estimates coming in next week. That's going to be very important. Be writing the newsletter, be updating my numbers for 2015 S&P. Be updating my numbers for 2016 S&P. What we want to see is the direction of those earnings. Are earnings still rising? Because when earnings start to fall, it's all over. Yogi Berra will stand up and address the crowd and say, it ain't over till it's over, but it's over. And that's when the bull market will be over. It's been going now for 6 years and 3 months. That's quite a win streak, isn't it? And we know that every win streak eventually comes to an end. Even Joe DiMaggio eventually went hitless in a game, right? How many consecutive innings, the shutouts? I can't remember. I think it was Drysdale that held the record. I'm not sure who owns it now. I want to say 56 and two-thirds innings. Eventually, he allowed a run. And the stock market will do the same thing. The problem is most people have been saying that for 6 years. Oh, we're going to get into a bear market tomorrow. I saw an article yesterday on Seeking Alpha that said, you fellow bears, we have to be courageous here. You have to be courageous in the face of this bull that we've refused to join in on. Courageous or stupid? I think I would lend a little bit more to the stupid side. 6 years, the market's tripled, and you're still throwing darts and saying, be courageous, be upright, be strong, as Bob Dylan would say, and stay forever young. But let's not join in with these bulls. We're contrarians over here, by golly. We're not going to join in with these bulls. They're wrong, and we're right. Doggone it. Market's tripled, but we're right, and they're wrong. You know what? The world does what it does, and you kind of have to go with the flow. You can't be a stubborn contrarian and just get crushed time after time after time. I saw one of the well-known contrarians earlier this week send out a tweet. I'm shorting this market. Well, fine. Go ahead and short it. You've been shorting this market for the last 5 or 6 years, but about once a month, you get your mug on CNBC, and you tell us all that you're a contrarian by nature. How has that panned out for you is what I want to know. How many clients? Are your phones ringing off the hook every day, or are your people happy with what you've done for the last 5.5, 6 years? I don't know. I can't imagine. I mean, if the market goes down 3 days in a row, all of a sudden I start hearing some nervous clients start to call. Can you imagine being short this whole time in the market? Would you have any clients left? Well, he's a contrarian by nature, so, hey, you know, that's good and dandy. I suppose when the market turns to a bear, all the contrarians are going to stand up and say, now it's time. When there's blood in the streets, it's time to start buying here. And they'll be contrarians still, and they'll be going against the grain. When the bulls are running down the street in Pamplona, they're running the other way. And when the bulls reverse and go the opposite way, they go the opposite way. They're always on the wrong side of the trade, generally speaking. But you know what? The market will humble you so quickly, it's not even funny. I just suggest that you take a look and you wake up in the morning and you look at a stock chart and you say, is it going up? Is it going down? If it's going up, I'm going to stay with it and I'm going to ride it and I'm going to make hay and I'm going to put away as much hay while the sun is shining. And the sun's been shining for over 6 years. And when the sun stops shining, then we got to join the bears at that point because they'll be bullish at that point. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the bull market, 6 years, 3 weeks counting. Is it still intact? We go through the regular exercises every single weekend. We look at valuations. We look at performance. We look at the economy, and we come away. We look at technical patterns, and we come away with the pronouncement. It's either intact or it's coming to an end at a theater near you. But you can get the newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. Then we get more specific. We dig into the asset classes of the market. Yes, there's a time to be in bonds. Yes, there's a time to be in the market. And yes, there's a time to not be in bonds. And yes, there's a time to not be in the market. And commodities, same thing. There's a time to be in gold and there's not a time to be in gold. And a lot of that has to do with the U.S. dollar and inflation and world events. A lot of things to take into consideration. But what's the bottom line? And if stocks are the place to be, what are the best areas of the market? It is spreading out. My headline in the newsletter last week was Global Breakout. And you saw that global breakout continue this week. It happened about 6-7 days ago. And you heard about it in my newsletter. Now the media is starting to talk about the global breakout. If it's a global breakout, where are the best places in the globe to be looking right now? India continues to just sizzle, man. Been very good to me since I called India over a year ago. I think it's up 45%, my India mutual fund that I purchased. And if bonds are the best place to be, is it corporates? Is it munis? Tax-free? High-yield? Junk? Sovereign debt? Where can we get the best yields and the most capital appreciation potential? I address these subjects and I get right to the bottom line every single week in my newsletter. There may be a comma out of place or a grammar that may be wrong just a little bit here and there, but stick with the content and stick with the big picture. I try to get it right. Every single word in there, every punctuation mark, every number. There's a lot of numbers in that newsletter. Every graphic, every picture comes from my hands and my computer. So take it for what it's worth. Hopefully it's a good guide for you in the market. You can get my newsletter again by going to my website, pwstreet.com, which we're in the process of changing to GundersonCapital.com. We're not quite there yet. For now, pwstreet.com will get you there. Okay, I just watched a little while ago Jeffrey Immelt tell me what a great company and what a great job he's done as a CEO. Now, I'm going to look at it through a shareholder's point of view. And this is one of the main reasons I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which you can get at the Google Store, the Apple Store, but better yet, it's on the PC on a big screen near you. Go to beststocksnowapp.com, beststocksnowapp.com, and you can look up GE yourself and read along with me. General Electric is an industrial stock. I actually have it in a sector called diversified because they are so diversified, it's hard to even figure out what business they're in anymore. They're kind of like an asset allocation, you know. They're so spread out that they've produced mediocre results. And here's my problem, Mr. Immel, with your company. 10 years ago, GE was a $250 billion company. And it was handed off, the reins were handed off probably 11, 12 years ago from a Cracker Jack CEO. No matter what you think about Jack Welch, the guy delivered 15% a year for eons at General Electric. The ball was handed to Jeffrey Immelt, and he's been running with it. And over the last 10 years ago, GE was a $250 billion company. And what is it today? It's a $250 billion company. It hasn't grown in 10 years. The capital appreciation for investors for the last 10 years, and this includes the dividend, is 0.3%. The market's delivered 6. It's been one misstep right after another, Mr. Immelt. How do you explain 2008? How do you explain a blue chip company like GE, a member of the Dow? How do you explain that it went down 54% in 2008 when the market only went down 38%? You're proud of what you've accomplished at GE? People got clobbered by owning GE. Blue chips are supposed to hold up better during downturns in the market. They're supposed to be a safe haven. Big multinationals, diversified, can't get hurt too much if the economy is to turn south because they're so diversified. Yet GE was down 54% in 2008 when the market's down 38%. Those are inconvenient truths that are kind of hard to hide. Those are numbers. Numbers don't lie. But yet I see CEOs all the time come on CNBC and tell me how great a job they've done and what great products they have and how well positioned they are. And all of this sounds fine and dandy. The Padres are telling me what a great lineup they've put together this year, but I have yet to see the results, and my hot dog costs 50 cents more than last year. And I'm glad I don't drink beer. It's 12 bucks. It's a dollar an ounce. Every sip. Think about a dollar. Well, over the last 10 years, GE has gone nowhere. It gets a performance grade of C. That's passing. Okay? Over the last 12 months, while the market's up 11.7%, GE's up 2.7%. I mean, I can buy a CD. I would have done better over the last 10 years. I certainly wouldn't have went down 54% in 2008 in a CD. I would have gotten the same return over the last 10 years in a CD, and I wouldn't have had quite the wild Mr. Toad's wild ride that GE has delivered. And over the last 5 years, GE has also lagged the market. Even though it's come back from those lows of 2009, it's only come back at a 10% per year pace, while the market's come back at a 12% per year pace. Yet, when accounts come to me from big firms around the country, I can almost guarantee. I used to liken it to the great Carmack on Johnny Carson when he'd hold the envelope up to his forehead and predict what was inside the envelope. I could hold those statements up to my forehead from the big wirehouse firms and say, I see Johnson & Johnson. I see Intel. I see Microsoft. And I see GE. And generally speaking, that's got about a 90%. If you pick those five stocks, you've got about a 90% chance of being right when one of those portfolios comes from a large firm. Is GE a best stock now? Out of 4,070, it comes in at number 2,343. Not quite as good as Mr. Immel just told everybody it was. Oh, well, they're retooling again. They're going to try something else. We'll see if it works this time. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. So far we've talked about, well, earnings season underway. First company has reported, 1 out of 500 in the S&P 500. And at the end of this quarter, we'll have a better feel for where we're going to be at the end of the year and what things look like for next year, 2016, because these are some major, major factors in determining whether or not this bull market can continue. If earnings are going to be about the same or a little bit more this year than last year, and if they resume their growth once again next year, well, then we're sitting in pretty good shape. This bull market can continue, but if not, then we're in trouble. That's why these earnings every quarter are so important, especially this quarter, because this current quarter is expected to be, for the first time, quite a drop from the same quarter last year. I've heard estimates anywhere from this will be a flat quarter, which I don't buy. I think it's going to be lower than the same quarter last year. And I've heard estimates as low as this quarter will be down 6% from last year. And the two major factors causing this are the big drop in oil prices. Earnings at oil companies are expected to be down about 60% this year. And no, there wasn't enough benefit from low oil to offset that drop in earnings. The overall net impact is a drop in earnings for this quarter. And the second big factor was we had an unbelievable run in the U.S. dollar since September of last year, and that has impacted a lot of the multinationals. I want to say that about 50% of S&P sales are outside of the United States, so that's having an impact. Is the U.S. dollar going to continue to rise, and is oil going to continue to fall? Well, at this point in time, it's not thought to be so. It's thought that this is a temporary situation and things will start improving third quarter of this year. We'll have one more soft quarter, including this one, one more after this, and then we resume the growth track again. Well, that's at least what we're told. I'll let the numbers do the talking, because we just saw how we've been told what a great job Mr. Immelt's done at GE, and we look through the numbers, it's exactly where it was 10 years ago. I would call it a lost decade at GE, and I don't think you can point the finger anywhere else except the guy at the top. If I was an investor in GE for 10 years and didn't make a dime, well, you made a dime, maybe. 0.3% is what it's averaged over the last 10 years. That counts the dividend now. I don't think that's a very good performance myself. The market's done almost 6% and GE's done 0%. So not a best stock now in my opinion. But they're shaking it up again. They're selling off a bunch of underperforming assets. Maybe they'll be selling all their oil holdings a few years down the road. I don't know. But I can't give it the grade that, here's the funny thing. Every time I go on I'm not attacking it. I'm just presenting the facts. Almost every time I've ever done it, either my website's gone down over the weekend or I get nasty emails. I think there's GE trolls out there looking to defend Mr. Immelt's job at GE. Anyways, it is what it is. You be the judge. Okay, another one that I want to challenge here a little bit is I hear the commercial all the time. Why own an individual stock when you can own the whole sector? And they use the example of the technology sector. You can own the whole technology sector rather than take single stock risk. Well, number one, I don't take single stock risk. I own about 25 or 30 stocks in my portfolio. And I create my own exchange traded fund, I suppose. But is it better to own the whole sector than one or two or three whatever stocks in the sector? Well, let's just look at this technology sector that the commercial's all about. Here I'm going to create more enemies. I don't know who owns the spiders. State Street, I think, owns the spiders, which was the advertisement was for. Well, their technology sector ETF is XLK. So if you want to take a broad brush approach at the technology sector, buy XLK. It seems to me like you could just buy the NASDAQ and be a little more diversified and have a lot of heavy exposure to why buy one sector when you can buy the whole index? I could come back and say, right? Well, let's take a look inside the technology sector. Here are the components. Apple, Microsoft, Verizon, Facebook, AT&T, Google, IBM, Cisco, and Oracle. Okay, here's my first blush. Here's one. There's two good stocks out of 10. Now, I don't know what the rest of it. I can pull up all of the holdings. But these top 10 make up, 31, 35, 40, 50. This is about 55-60% of the ETF is in these 10 stocks. Once again, Apple, Microsoft, Verizon, Facebook, AT&T, Google, IBM, Cisco, Oracle. Well, Apple's a good stock. Apple is one that I own. Microsoft, in my book, has been a dud. Let's just take a look at Microsoft. You know, Microsoft is not exactly a cutting-edge company anymore in the tech sector. Microsoft, over the last 12 months, is up 5%, while the market's up 11.7%. Out of 4,070 stocks in my database, Microsoft comes in at number 3,025. GE gets a better grade than Microsoft. So owning a good stock like Apple is kind of offset by owning a stinker like Microsoft. Now let's take a look at Verizon. Verizon, VZ, has been one big giant dud now. Well, no, I can't. Yes, it has. Yes, I can't. It's sadly underperformed the market over the last 12 months. It's been a market performer for the last 3 years. It's up 6.8% over the last 12 months, while the market's up 11.7%. And I got to believe the NASDAQ, it's up maybe 15 or 16. Verizon comes in at number 1,120 out of 4,070. It wouldn't be a stock that I would own. Now, if I own this ETF, which I don't, I would be forced to own Verizon. And again, it's not a stock that I would own. Facebook, I can make an argument for. I like Facebook. AT&T has been a horrible performer. AT&T is about as big of a dud as GE has been. AT&T, over the last 12 months, is down 1%. The market's up 12%. Over the last 3 years, AT&T has been averaging 7.6%. The market's been averaging double that. AT&T ranks right down there with GE. It comes in at number 2,322 out of 4,070. Do you want that guy on your team? Google has been a dud. What? What are you talking about, Gunderson? You're the dud. You know, a lot of people get quite testy when you attack their stock. I'm not attacking them. I'm just presenting the numbers. Google has gone minus 3% over the last 12 months. The market's up 11.7%. Google has really kind of run out of room right now to grow, and yet, man, there are people that are in love with Google, and they will attack you if you say anything bad about Google. That's like saying your grandmother wears army boots or something. Google comes in at number 1,333 out of 4,070. IBM has been the biggest dud if it were, you know, it's in the Dow. It's impacted the Dow. IBM has gone nowhere. Now, for the last 5 years, IBM is down 15%. No wonder they're pumping this ETF. IBM has gone down 15% while the market's up 11% over the last 12 months. Another gigantic dud. IBM comes in at number 1,500 out of 4,000. Let's just see how the spider itself, XLK, has done with all of these duds in it. XLK's done okay. Over the last 3 years, the market's averaged 15%. XLK, the whole technology sector that this spider has in it, has only done 13.9%. You've been better off in the S&P 500. My point is, I would rather cherry pick a sector and not be forced to own Microsoft and not be forced to own Verizon and not be forced to own AT&T and IBM. Instead, I would cherry pick and I would own Apple, maybe Facebook, and I'm sure there's some others in there that are pretty good. Why do I want to own the duds? Do you know what's in your ETF? You know, you can go to the ETF Encyclopedia and check it out. You might find that there's a lot of junk in there, a lot of filler, just like my hot dog that cost 50 cents more this year than last year. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. I'd have said the right thing, but it must have used the wrong line.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. I'd like to hear from you how much you pay for a hot dog in your stadium. They're $5 this year at Petco, which, you know, we're paying. We've upped our salary quite considerably. This does tie into the stock market. Sometimes I get a complaint every once in a while. You use too many baseball analogies, or you use too many fishing analogies. You know what? One of the most potent teaching tools that there is in life, that there are, is analogies, teaching by analogy, because you can paint a picture in your mind and say, yeah, you know, this does have a big application to the stock market. But I've made several points here today. When a CEO goes on TV, hey, they're interviewed all the time. Kramer has two a day, usually, on his Mad Money. And, you know, a lot of times what they're telling me through their grin and through their nicely tailored suit and crisp white shirt and tie that's coordinated color-wise, you know, they look sharp. The hair's every hair is in the right place. They look sharp, and they tell me what a great job and why I should invest in their particular company. You know, the Best Stocks Now app is the lie detector. And sometimes my head starts ticking like a Geiger counter or like a lie detector. The needles start like the volume at the stadiums these days. That's, someone's got to fix that. That is, when I was 16, I love to sit in the front row. I saw many of the great rock acts in my life. I sat in the front row for Leonard Skinner. I saw Alan Collins, the late Alan Collins, play the solo. I have pictures of him. Back then they allowed cameras in. He stood right in front of me and played the solo to Free Bird, one of the great solos of all time. I could take the noise back then, but now I can't. I don't go to a baseball game to hear, you know, the Freebird solo blasting in my ears. I'm going to tell somebody over there, my usher. I don't know if that'll fix it. But anyways, these CEOs tell me how great their company is. And something's not adding up in my mind, because I'm looking at the ranking of 2,600, and I'm thinking, you know, this what you're telling me doesn't quite add up here. I'm going to check the numbers. And we had an example of this here recently. This is, Immelt's done this many times. He's gone on and told me he's proud of what he's accomplished. And if I'm an investor sitting in the front row at the annual meeting of GE, you know, I'm going to be probably heckling or holding a sign. I haven't made any money in 10 years, Mr. Immelt. And he's not going to call on me when it comes time to ask questions of the CEO. He's going to call on the trolls that are on the board or something, you know, or they pay these guys. Anyways, the company hasn't produced much. He doesn't have much to show for himself over the last 10 years. Yet he tells me he loves where the company's positioned today. Well, where was it positioned 10 years ago? That position didn't work out so hot, and I hate to quit picking on it, but I'm just using him as an example, because there are dozens and dozens of CEOs that have produced mediocre results. And how much do you think they've made over the last decade? Well, you could say that about money managers. Well, you, Gunderson, you make money some years when the client doesn't make anything. Well, that's true, you know, but over time, I think it all kind of works out, and I think I've produced pretty good over time. Immelt has numbers over the last 10 years that aren't very good at all. In fact, they're downright mediocre. In fact, you almost want to hold your nose, they're so bad. ETFs, sector investing. You know what? I look at ETFs as the dumbing down of the stock market. I know so many people in my industry that all the better they can do is to select 10 ETFs based on your age. They don't have to pick any individual stocks. They don't have to manage individual stocks on a daily basis. Look, they tell Mr. Client, Mr. Brown, we're widely diversified. We don't need to worry, and we need to stay the course, which I hear all the time in the financial ads. We'll choose a course for you, and we'll help you to stay the course and stick with the plan. What happens when the world changes? You don't really stick with the plan when the world changes, do you? You kind of have to adjust. Well, they'll say we do. We increase our bond exposure and we lower our stock market exposure, or vice versa, because of conditions in the world. But that's after the fact. At the end of the year, if the stock market does horrible, by naturally they're going to be buying more stocks to increase your stock exposure, because it's been depleted by a bad year in stocks. And over time, it's going to produce results that, you know, allows them to go to the baseball games and not have to worry about individual stocks. Luckily, baseball's at night after the market closes for me, and I'm able to enjoy a few games here. That's my timeshare in Hawaii. Instead of going away for weeks at a time, I go away for a few hours at a time, and I take my little tablet with me, and I have a little table at my chair, which is nice. I can look at stock charts and whatnot if the game gets too boring. But anyways, I don't believe in ETFs, except, like I said earlier this week, if an ETF offers to me a bunch of stocks that I can't buy on my own, unlike the XLK, which is the technology sector, I can go out and buy AT&T on my own. Why would I want to? I can go out and buy IBM on my own. Why would I want to? I can go out and buy Verizon on my own. I don't want to, but I can. Why do I need an ETF that's just going to spread the muck around? Give me 8 mediocre stocks. They're going to throw in 8 mediocre stocks with 2 good ones. And there is an analogy here. A hot dog. It's got a bunch of filler in it. You know how I get even with them for paying 50 cents extra? Man, I load that thing up with condiments. I have mustard coming out the edges there. That's why I'm afraid of getting it on my shirt. I put a half a pound of relish on there. They have jalapenos now. I make sure I get about 6 or 7 of those. I get a ton of onions on there, and now they have Cholula hot sauce. Why not throw some of that on there, too? That's how I get my money's worth. I put a dollar's worth of condiments on my $5 hot dog. You can do the same thing in the stock market. Pick the very best. You don't need ETFs. Anyways, if you'd like to get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. If you'd like to talk to us about money management, no filler here. 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.